I kind of like that. A little band called Vintage Trouble and Run Like the River, which you cannot get on the Bomb Shelter Sessions, but you can get if you get that little card that comes with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the benefits of buying an actual CD.
You get it on the card. I think there's some places you can find it online. It's we had this addition to the Bomb Shelter Sessions called the Encore Edition.
Right.
And it's on there as, along with a song called Strike Your Light. And they're both pretty wild, and they're pretty big, predominant parts of our live shows. So people were just asking for them before we put out this new record. So we just added it to the Bomb Shelter Sessions, and it's available. People can find it. Or, you know, you can just get the YouTube and just turn it up loud.
You don't think that's what we just did?
Of course.
We literally took it off the YouTube session and put it. I walked like 15 minutes before you got here. I'm like, Talvin, quick! Here's what I need you to do. I need you to give me something with a little electricity in there because these guys are going to be playing acoustic.
All of a sudden, it's like this live version from like...
Yeah, we got something. If you do, if you're one of those people that does like to Google Vintage Trouble, get shots. And then after that, you should probably check out some of the stuff that you see. Ty, the lead vocalist, gets around quite a bit on the internet. A lot of videos of you with other people.
Oh, like people like who and what were we doing?
Are we going to name drop now? You've played with Joss Stone, which is nice. She is what we like to call attractive.
Not only that, she's also what we like to call sexy, and she couldn't have been nicer to us. Like, you know, we've toured with a lot of people, and she was probably one of the ones that opened her arms to us the best.
That's not the appendage I had in mind, but
that's why
fine.
I put the convenient pause so you can think and
we'll
imply.
Run with that one, absolutely. Now, since the last time you were in town, first of all, everybody here in the Valley, Vintage Trouble are playing tonight over at the Marquee. You get a chance to go check these guys out. And one of the best bands you'll see in a long time. We talked about this the first time you were around. People were like, who's the opening band for The Who? Because you came through the Valley and you opened for The Who. And like, who's that band that played with The Who? They're called Vintage Trouble, and they're pretty badass. And then we played Blues Hand Me Down for a while, and you came in and killed it with an acoustic version that everybody's been hitting on KDKB.com to check out.
Wait, what was that?
KDKB.com.
Cool.
Feel free. Yeah. You can feel free. You can Google us too. Now you're back around again. In between now and then, or then and now, everybody sees you during the NFL for about 14 seconds at the beginning of a car commercial. How did that come about for you guys? And does that money not suck?
It doesn't suck. We actually did a Honda commercial when we'd first gotten together. We used to play this little club in L.A. called the Tar Pit. And this guy came there and asked us if we wanted to do the song for this Honda commercial. That was like 3 years ago. And so it was weird that when this one came up, they thought about us right away. They gave us a call. And it's really weird. You know, you can do so much in your life. You can do so much work towards something that you think is going to help you become known for what you do. And you can do the smallest thing like a commercial. And then all of a sudden, because people are comfortable at home, like you enter their households. You're there when they're eating their chips and when they're drinking their beer and stuff. And that's a whole different thing. For some reason, we can't walk around now without people saying things about the Honda commercial. And as lovely as it is, and you're excited about people knowing the name of your band, it's also kind of weird. That out of everything you do, people know you for this 30 seconds, but we're not going to knock it by any means.
I was just going to say, if you're that broken up about it, you could give the money back.
Well, that's why we donated stuff to the Vintage Trouble charity.
Yeah, understandable. Excellent. So now you guys are in town, and you've only got one record out, obviously, the Bomb Shelter Sessions, and then the companion to that. Isn't it about time for you to get back in the studio?
We've been recording a bunch of stuff, and we're... We thought for the summer tour now, we're going to do something a little bit different. So we record an acoustic album, which is pretty rocking, actually. It's a EP, it's 5 songs, and I think people are going to be pretty surprised. It's really cool. Should be out in about 2 to 3 weeks from now.
Now, does that continue on in the vein of that sort of R&B and soul classic that you guys are sort of known for? Or is it you guys branching out and doing something different?
It's EDM.
Oh, is it really?
It's an EDM acoustic record. It's
yeah.
Wait until the bass drop. Wait for the bass drop.
Oh, you saw that.
The
saw
trap
that.
Beat, man. Give me the trap beat.
No. It's pretty much in line of just trying to stay honest to who we are, which is, you know, we like to base everything in the time and in the period when rock and roll and rhythm and blues and soul met. So it's that. But what's really cool about it is that we got to sit with each other, and it had a nice... really kind of down to earth. Like, we stripped everything away and we looked at each other. We had acoustic guitars. Richard was not even playing drums on some of the stuff. He was playing the sides of big, like, marching band bass drums and different percussion things. It's about three new songs and two songs that have been flipped so upside down from the Bomb Shelter Sessions that you almost might not recognize them if the lyrics were not the same.
And I think a lot of it comes a little bit from playing at radio stations like you guys right here, you know. We have so much fun doing that kind of stuff. And then we thought, why don't we go into the studio and kind of mess around with it? And
now,
it
a lot of
really good.
A lot of bands don't do this anymore. They don't come out and play at radio stations anymore. We'll leave the names out of it. But but you guys coming in on a show day and actually being able to play. I notice your one light, and for some reason my hotline is ringing. Could you explain to me where your bass player is today?
we're starting this tour today without our...
Is this your first date of the tour?
This is our first date of the tour.
Oh, awesome.
And Rick Barrio Dill, our bass player, is not with us because...
No, he's with us. He's just on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Rick, are you there?
I'm here.
What? Yeah. Come on.
What are you guys doing that?
Why can't you make time to come hang out at the radio station today? You got someplace better to be?
Right?
Doctor's order. You know, I feel like that's a line out of Caddyshack, but here's the truth. Doctor's orders. I'm not able to travel with the guys, unfortunately, and so we had to part, and today's day one.
Why can't you travel with the guys?
Well,
what are you doing? Orders?
No, he had too much fun on the last tour, and the penicillin hasn't kicked in yet. So next week he'll be back.
Can you tell us why, or is this are we be violating doctor patient private confidentiality?
No. Quickly, I had my retina stain detached after the Doheny Blues Fest that we played on last Sunday.
Did you get punched in the face?
A long story, but the retina became detached, and I kind of had to have emergency retina surgery. And
wow.
So we've been on the good news is I saw my doctor yesterday, and it's healing well. But the bad news is they have this new technology, and long story longer, it's basically a gas bubble that's in my eye, which prevents me from traveling anywhere and going anywhere altitude wise over 4,000 feet, and even approaching like 2,000 is not without a whole set of hurdles that you could go blind. So literally in America, you can't get to, you know, it's tough to get to Tempe without traveling there. It's definitely tough to get from Tempe. You can't get from Tempe to Dallas. You can't go to the Ozark Mountains where we're paying Wakarusa. You can't get to Honolulu in Tennessee. So the bottom line is
all going to be great shows, by the way, that you're not going to go to.
Exactly. I'm missing out on that and Bonnaroo and Red Rocks. You can't go to Red Rocks. I can't even go to Denver.
Yeah, but
so
it's
a real big drag. But you know,
it's really cool.
My boys are there, and you know, thankfully, it sucks to lay that on them. But they're there, and they had a good friend that could come in at last minute, Jeff, and carry on.
It's wild.
Go ahead.
We played with Booker T because this thing has been happening. We've been trying to take care of it. So he jumped the other day. And some people are like, oh, yeah, well, if Booker T can jump in. But what's important to us, too, is if one of us, we would rather not do this without any of the four of us.
Right.
But it's cool, too, because we, you know, we all know each other because we're local musicians in L.A. and we've played a lot together. So it's not just about bringing someone in cool like a Booker T. Jones. Also, we can bring in friends that we've jammed with late at night. We can bring in one of our friends on the road for a couple of shows.
This is the portion of the interview where the name dropping starts.
Exactly. No, it started with Josh Stone. It started with Josh Stone, and you started it.
But if we're going to drop a name, that's one to drop, right?
So it's nice that we have this world that we feel inspired by everything that has happened to us before this, and we get to bring in a friend of ours tonight, this guy named Jeff McElroy, and he's going to be playing with us in Rick's stead and just trying to keep it grooving on the bottom like Rick would do, and we're hoping that with our fans' positive energy and our positive energy and everything the doctors are doing, that Rick is going to be back sooner than later.
Yeah, and he's sweating right now because he's like,
he got
the gig yesterday afternoon, so he's freaking out right now. He's like trying to learn like 30 songs in a couple of hours.
And Rick's sitting back. He's got to be sitting back going, this is my chance, like the understudy at Broadway. Exactly. This is your chance,
totally.
Kid. Grab the bass and get on the stage.
If you don't make it after this, it's your...
You're fired.
Yeah.
You had your chance and you blew it in Tempe, Arizona. Well done. Hey, Rick, get better, would you please?
Will do, brother. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Excellent,
yeah,
man. Thank you,
brother,
for checking in.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
All right, great. Now that he's gone, let's play some music without your bass player. He's still listening on the phone, but I turned him down so he can't MF me.
So we're going to do a song right now. It's called Nancy Lee. Are we playing it right now or after some kind of break?
You can play it right now, and then we'll do a break. And if you have time, we can play another song.
All right.
You're our guest, and you can do whatever you want.
All right. This one's called Nancy Lee. For anyone out there that's listening, we're going to be playing tonight. And come down and check us out. We're going to be playing songs that will hopefully make you dance like this one. My parents met in a barn dance, and it was in the 1950s. And it was a song. If it could be a song that would soundtrack that moment, it would be like this. I see you, Nancy Lee. I hope that you see me. I see you, Nancy Lee.
in the day. Oh boy, I'm doing just one. I need you, Nancy Lee. Check out the story. Country girl sitting on the bone, squeezing lemon, taking what was given and making lemonade. I was tearing down the dusty road back to the city, but when I crossed the path there, I stayed. And I tell you, tongue and be. I see you, Nancy Lee.
I see you, Nancy Lee.
I hope that you see me.
I hope that you see me.
I see you, Nancy Lee.
I see you, Nancy Lee.
I hope that you see me.
I hope that you see me.
I'm not the only other man who would be all right in the business. Tell you, I wasn't looking for it, no, but you can't in me. How do I get what I get from down on one knee? I see you, Nancy Lee.
I see you, Nancy Lee.
I hope that you see me.
I hope that you see me.
I see you, Nancy Lee.
I see you, Nancy Lee.
I hope that you see me.
Uncomfortable silence. 93.3 KDKV Rocks, Arizona. There you go. Vintage Trouble. You guys have time to hang out for a while?
Yeah.
Excellent. Let me get these commercials out of the way, and then we'll come back. And I need to talk to Ty a little bit about career aspirations gone awry with regard to an Australian band that you guys may or may not be aware of. That's coming up next.
Neanderthal on 93.3 KDKV.
93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. You're probably wondering why I'm playing NXS, because we don't usually play NXS here in KDKB. But Ty from Vintage Trouble, you were involved in the lead singer search thing for that band?
Yes, I was.
Did you actually try out and were almost the guy?
I was almost the guy. I got pretty far down the line. And can I give you something that would be an exclusive that no one's ever heard in your life?
Absolutely. Okay, is it going to be, by the way, am I going to have to dump out of it?
No, you're not going to dump out of it. It's really funny. I felt like I've never really been honest about this to this degree, and this will be really cool right now.
Okay.
Is that my friend Tony called me, and he was like, Ty, they're hiring, they're trying to have this contest for the new lead singer. I was like,
who's in excess?
Did you really?
Yes. No, I've never told anyone that until this moment right now. I probably knew that one that everyone does at karaoke, that slide over here. And get, but you go in there and you're like, oh my God, I've been listening to you guys all these years. I've never said it to right now. But you know what? They didn't pick me, so I'll tell them. I didn't know who the heck they were before we started.
Outstanding.
So when you asked you the first time, you had to... That's a, so when I'm they tested you that this, first time, they had to like. So you were saying, "I love INXS. I have all
well,
your
no.
albums."
Well, of course, it, and I said it. Of course, you said I wanted to win the contest. I knew how good it would be. I know what it would do for me. But at the end of the day, when you know, now that I'm a man, and you think about you know the hurt that they thought they gave to me, I didn't even know who they were before I went on that contest.
Did you do you look back on that now as a missed opportunity or a golden opportunity for you to move forward? Like everything happens for
no,
a reason.
No, there is not one missed opportunity that I've gone through in my life. I think we learn from everything we do. I mean, we are continually on television now. We're doing all these kind of things. And without that show, I would have never learned some of the skills that I think I have. I have some friends that I made on that show that are my dear friends, and it taught me so much about music. You know, I grew up a person that listened to actually more rhythm and blues and stuff when I was growing up. But
I didn't get that for listening to your music. I don't get that influence at all.
No, but sometimes people don't think it because I'm surrounded by so much rock stuff. And so Rockstar INXS, it did open my mind to a whole different part of the rock world, like a modern rock world that I didn't know about. You know, my rock and roll had to do with the Stones and Led Zeppelin and this kind of thing. It didn't have to do with any of that stuff that came around in the 80s and stuff because that wasn't allowed in our households. And so
it wasn't.
I'm just joking. No, I'm joking. Of course it was. It just wasn't something that we listened to. And so for me, I learned so much from that show, even because you had to do these new songs every week and everyone was so familiar with them when they got to choose them. I didn't know some of the songs I had to learn. And people were like, how could you not know this song?
Do you think that ignorance was sort of bliss and helped you hit it at a different angle, take it at a different angle?
It probably made me have to work harder. I didn't take anything for granted because I had to learn songs from scratch. And I had to put a lot of hours in it to seem like I was as comfortable as everybody else.
That seems like the most honest admission to being part of something like that. You walk into something, you have no idea what's going on, and you got to, that's a test. That's a test to see if you're going to, can you do it?
And obviously honest, you couldn't. Killed it. Yeah, you killed it.
No, he didn't kill it that much, did he? he almost
killed
it.
I got close. Well, I had it. A good chokehold.
To be honest, the guy who won, he didn't really.
I asked you this question: is INXS playing in Tempe tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
No, they are not. But
I will say they did offer me a great opportunity, and I got to become friends with them and learn about how amazing they are.
So we shouldn't badmouth them.
I didn't think we were badmouthing them. Now I was just admitting openly that I didn't really know who they were.
That's awesome.
Before.
Well, that's cool. Go ahead. You had something else you wanted
to... No, I should stop.
Lay down on the couch. You should stop now?
No. It's just that, you know, in life, I've just felt myself become lighter by just being open about everything. And that's the thing I've never talked about, is that. And so it was kind of cool that rather than going into that generic answer with you right now, I told you the truth.
I feel like Oprah. Except thinner.
I know. Okay, so then can we do a bad segue then right now?
Absolutely. What do you got?
Out of Oprah, I will say probably Oprah's biggest hero is a woman named Maya Angelou, and she passed away.
Yes, and Maya Angelou, one of the greatest poets in the history of the genre.
But not only that, I was looking up her Wikipedia, and what was really cool about it is a lot of times these people that win these peace prizes and do this great stuff, they only want to talk about their good stuff, but I love that they allow in her Wikipedia that says, you know, activist, poet, blah, 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 in past life, fry cook, prostitute. You know what I mean? Like, I love that that is part of who she is. Like, that's how real this woman was. And one of my favorite quotes that I got from my mother of hers was, you know, this is a Maya Angelou quote. It's, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will not forget how you made them feel.
Exactly.
And that was one of the things my mother told me when I was a kid, and I thought it was really cool. It just makes you realize that your actions are amazing, your words are amazing, but even more importantly, your heart and how you hold that toward people is the most important. And that's what's great about someone like Maya Angelou. I was thinking to myself, are there people around now that are like these current day activists? I just don't know who they are.
Kardashian? Oh, you said activist. I thought you said astivist.
Astivist, yeah, yeah.
Completely
exactly,
different.
Exactly.
It's all a matter of a consonant. Sorry about that.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Are there those people now? I don't know. We just grew up in a time where there are so many strong activists. So we just want to say thank you to Maya Angelou. And we like to write these songs that are not just based in partying all the time, even though it's going to be a big party tonight here in Tempe. Right. We also like to write songs that make people think. And we have this one song called Not All Right by Me. It's the one we wanted to do also for you today. I don't know if we're gonna do that now or later.
You can do it. Oh, we're cool with it. You guys want to do another song right now? We can do it. By the way, just in case you're wondering, Vintage Trouble are in studio today because they're playing tonight at the Marquee in Tempe, and you should probably go to the show where you can hear different versions of these songs, not quite acoustically, and they have a stand-in bass player, so let's all laugh at the new clown. I feel bad because he's not here to defend himself, which is why I'm saying all these things, because he's not here to defend himself.
Great. He's great.
He's practicing everything.
Exactly. But it's important for us that everyone knows that that there are things that we can do in the world that can make the world a better place, and it sounds like an odd cliche, but look around at the people that are actually doing things and seeing how they're moving the world forward and know that it can be each of us. This song is called Not All Right by Me, and it's based in the concept that it's not all right to just sit back and do nothing. Something hit me deep on my sunset walk through the streets. Well, I could see and hear, but I couldn't feel or breathe. From tuning out the static world, I've lost the sense of peace, and that's not all right by me. The LA Times and Channel 5 and New York Magazine, they stain my soul, and I know you know what I mean. They tear apart the hopeful heart till it doesn't bleed or dream. That's not all right by me. Pull on the rope that lifts the sun back to the sky. Hold a hand, cry on a shoulder. Whistle in the wind, open up your eyes. Cross and time stands still. I'm frozen in my tracks against my will. The street light is dimming and it won't shine again until I see it's not all right by me.
KDKB Rocks Arizona with some acoustic Vintage Trouble, who are in town tonight over at the Marquee Theater, and that was awesome.
Thank you.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
I got nothing. Nothing left to give into.
You have everything.
At Vintage Trouble on Twitter, if you guys want to check these guys out, and the website, and all the things that are going on with the band can be found. Troublemakers, still one of my favorite names for a fan base of a band. So that's
Charmer,
awesome.
Charmer. You can also find us on namedrop.com.
Yeah, namedrop.com, which would be good. Outstanding. Hey, thank you guys for coming by again.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And make sure that we get the new music when you're done with it.
Thank you.
That'd be awesome. It's 93.3 KDKB.